And this is one, and I think only Kit has heard this one, about a leper that I saw on my trip to Nepal. This morning, in my belief for a better world ahead, tomorrow didn't appear like I dreamed it would in my sleep, and I woke up remembering the dark, inky, baby seal-skin-colored leper with the pus-filled, sore-splotched face that lacked eyebrows and the two fleshy parts that form the upper and lower edges of the mouth where lips should have been, whose riverbed black eyes were sunken with the heavy-heartedness of an open grave, as she sat at the side of the narrow, gray, tall tree-shadowed, piss-sniffed street atop a bundle of rags with a copper begging bowl in front of her and a little naked, brown, chubby-cheeked baby boy cradled in the handless stump of an arm at her right breast, suckling milk, while she pleaded for grace from the crowded stream of passers-by with the other bloody, swaddled nub, and like a person too blinded by shame to see their own reflection in the mirror of God's image and art, my feelings orphaned my heart and hid behind my eye sockets out of fear of being touched by the sadness of not having small enough change to give this scummy holy woman and her perfect precious child, as I closed my face with a private smile, fixed my gaze straight ahead like a carriage horse wearing blinders, and walked past her with bold, plucky adolescent steps on my way to the intersection where I hoped to hail a reasonably priced taxi so that I could be on time for the breakfast menu at the Himalayan Java Cafe.